The Impact of Spurious Collisional Heating on the Morphological Evolution of Simulated Galactic Disks, by Matthew J. Wilkinson et al. We use a suite of idealized N-body simulations to study the impact of spurious heating of star particles by dark matter particles on the kinematics and morphology of simulated galactic disks. We find that spurious collisional heating leads to a systematic increase of the azimuthal velocity dispersion (spur) of stellar particles and a corresponding decrease in their mean azimuthal velocities (Vphi). The rate of heating is dictated primarily by the number of dark matter halo particles, or equivalently, by the dark matter particle mass at fixed halo mass, and by radial gradients in the local dark matter density along the disk. It is largely insensitive to the stellar particle mass. Galaxies within halos resolved with fewer than approximately equals 10 to the power of 6 dark matter particles are particularly susceptible to spurious morphological evolution, irrespective of the total halo mass, with even more particles required to prevent heating of the galactic center. Collisional heating transforms galactic disks from flattened structures into rounder spheroidal systems, causing them to lose rotational support in the process. It also affects the locations of galaxies in standard scaling relations that link their various properties. At fixed stellar mass, it increases the sizes of galaxies, and reduces their mean stellar rotation velocities and specific angular momenta. Our results urge caution when extrapolating simulated galaxy scaling relations to low masses where spurious collisional effects can bias their normalization, slope and scatter. This was The Impact of Spurious Collisional Heating on the Morphological Evolution of Simulated Galactic Disks, by Matthew J. Wilkinson et al.